Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service here at Emmanuel. Emmanuel is a member of the Old Town Partnership of Churches, and it has joined with its sister United Reformed Church in Highworth. I would particularly like to welcome all visitors to our service today and those who listen to the recorded service later in the week. A big welcome to Daphne Hardwick, who will be leading our worship this morning. Shelley Morgan will be reading this morning's lesson. Sadly, I have to announce the death of Terry Pidgeon last week. Hazel's asked me to say that pantomime tickets will be on sale in the atrium and here after the service. And a couple of things to remember. Tea and chat will be in the parlour this coming Tuesday at 2:30. Please join us, and why not bring a friend with you? And next Sunday, there will not be a service here at 10:30. There will be a joint service at 10 o'clock at Christ Church, where we will celebrate the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. And I will now light the Christ candle as we prepare for worship and the peace candle.
Welcome. It's a real pleasure to be with you this morning, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a little bit of even an adventure for me this morning. I came out from my house into my car, put the key in the ignition, and it went, But I was fortunate. I rang for a taxi. The taxi very quick was with me within about 4 minutes, literally, and here I am. So all is well. And I promised I would send a quick prayer to my guardian angel on that occasion, whose name was Aziz. So thank you, Lord, for Aziz, and may his day be fruitful and safe. Now, I'm sure most of you know who I am, but I'll tell you just again, just in case you think you didn't quite catch it. My name's Daphne Hardwick. I've been around for many years. And I'm a member now of the ministry team at Christ Church. and I bring you greetings from your friends there. So we'll just hold the silence for a moment as we just ponder why we're here and feel God's presence with us. When Jesus broke bread in a house in Emmaus, the eyes of his companions were opened, and they recognized him. So let us try and recognize Jesus in our worship today. Help us to remember that he's here with us, and may we pray to him in faith, sing his praise with gratitude, and listen to his word with eagerness. And so please join me if you feel able to stand as we feel for our first hymn, which is number 39, All Creation Creatures of Our God and King. We're going to omit verses 4, 5, and 6. As we reflect on our lives, we pray, Lord Jesus, following you does not guarantee an easy life. There are challenges and obstacles as our sinful life constantly fights with our spirit-filled life. We are sorry when our human condition takes over and we fight using our own efforts. We're sorry for the times we retaliate when others are hurtful to us. We're sorry for relying on our own ideas and neglecting the wisdom of the Spirit's guidance. We're sorry for all the excuses we offer to get out of things you ask us to do. We're sorry for letting you down, for our complacency. We know some things can't wait and that you call for action. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to center our life on you, heeding the urgency of your call. And now an assurance of God's forgiveness. Lord Jesus, thank you that you took action when it was needed. You suffered on the cross where our sins were held by you. We are forgiven. You paid the price for all our wrongdoing and set us free from the power of sin. So let us live in that freedom. Amen. Joining our prayers together, we pray in the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So I invite you now to stand, if you feel comfortable in doing so, as we sing our next hymn, number 349, 349, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say.
There are two Bible readings this morning. The first is from Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, which is on page 123 of the Pew Bibles. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The second reading is from Luke chapter 3, verses 15 to 17 and 21 to 22, which you will find in the bottom right-hand corner of page 57. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir is now going to sing the anthem, "The Work of Christmas."
I decided that it was worth just mentioning that the anthem we're going to sing, called "The Work of Christmas," some of you may have listened to the recording from last week or been here and remember that Robert, in the blessing, actually spoke these words, unbeknown that we would be singing the words set to music by a composer called Dan Forrest, a living composer. The words are by Howard Thurman, and fairly recently written, really, in that Thurman only passed away in 1981. And Dan Forrest says that he first encountered these words in a text online in January 2014, after the Christmas season had ended, and felt that he needed to set this to music. So it is "The Work of Christmas," set to music by Dan Forrest.
When the soul
Thank you. So gracious and loving God, may my spoken words be faithful to your written word and lead us to your living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, there's been a lot of news about water, hasn't there, this January? Firstly, we've had the floods that followed the cold snap at the start of the year and threatened again with more cold weather on the way. Listening to and watching the coverage about why this is happening and what can be done, it seems that despite flood defences, dredging and sandbags, sometimes the water cannot be held back. And there are those incredible images of parts of Los Angeles on fire, and the LA Fire Department are heroically trying to battle the fire, dropping tons of water on the blaze in an attempt to bring it under control. But the combination of dry ground and high winds is making this a very difficult task. And finally, there was an incredible story this week of a hiker who was lost for 13 days in New South Wales, Australia, but managed to survive on a muesli bar and foraging for berries, and crucially, drinking water from the creeks. It's a well-known fact that a human being can only survive for around 3 days without liquid. So the water in those Australian mountain streams gave the lost Hadi Nazari a chance of survival. Water that can't be held back. Water fighting a dangerous fire. And water for survival. In many ways, the water in the story of Jesus' baptism wraps all of this, I think, these water stories together. As Jesus emerges from the River Jordan and his 3 years of ministry on earth begin, a flood is released across humankind, an unstoppable wave of love and truth that will forever change all who come into contact with it. We also know that Jesus' message of love, grace, and transformation is ultimately the only thing that defeats the fires that rage across the world. The fires of war, of hate, misinformation, sadness, and all that inflicts us in this world. Although overwhelming us at times, it can be put out by the life-giving water. Lastly, in the baptism story, the man who emerges from the water offers us more than just survival. He gives us fullness, completeness, and everlasting joy. So please join me in singing our next hymn, number 489, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart.
Be thou my vision, O Lord.
Risen Lord, may we in your church constantly seek for signs of your presence. Help us to identify your actions in our midst, and help us to recognize you in each other and in all those whom we meet. Give us all strong social conscience, so that we might treat other people as you treated them, demanding equal rights for all human beings and peace in our imperfect world. We pray especially today for the people of the Middle East, for Gaza, Lebanon and Israel, also the Ukraine and Sudan, and all areas where there's conflict and persecution. We also pray for those affected by climate change, especially today, praying for those devastated by the fires in Los Angeles. Risen Lord, so fill our world with a sense of your presence that we all begin to respond to your love and goodness. Protect those who are vulnerable and teach the strong to stand up for the weak. Help us to meet with all types of people within our own community, and may we resist the temptation to mix only with our own kind, but reach out in genuine friendship to others. Give us the words to say, but more than that, give us willing hearts so that we may welcome all comers and strangers to become neighbours. Risen Lord, in our daily lives, help us to learn how to spot your activity. Draw us close to you and encourage us to take time to be with you so that we may be with you always. Risen Lord, comfort the sick and brokenhearted. Heal all who are damaged in body, mind, and spirit, and enable them to function well. We pray especially for Myra Hartshorn and Jean Batten, and all those who need our prayers. Risen Lord, hold and comfort those nearing the ends of their earthly life, and comfort and support those who grieve for someone they love. This morning we especially pray for the family and friends of Terry Pidgeon, and thank you for his life and his witness. And we also pray for all those who still grieve at this time of year. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we have the offering. To gracious and generous God, may these offerings be used to build your kingdom here and around your world. Amen. And so we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It's right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son.
You
embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us.
He
opened his arms on the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night that he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread. He gave you thanks, and he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking a cup of wine, he gave you thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us his body and blood. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. And with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise, and lift our voice to join the heavenly, eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And so we break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
shall we drink the blood together? Please join me in as we sing our final hymn, number 602, Forth in the Peace of Christ We Go. Before then, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your merits and glory. Amen. The blessing of God be in your homes and in your families and with all those whom you love and pray for, now and always. And now, let us go into the world to love and serve all of God's people. Amen.
Amen.